أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed the beginning ayat or the beginning verses of the surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken qasam of the fig and the olive, and in taking that qasam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the places in which they grow in abundance, and that is Jerusalem, Al-Aqsa, Al-Quds, wa Turi Sinin. The second or the third qasam Allah ta'ala had taken was Mount Sinai, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, wa hadha al-balad al-amin, and this sanctified city, and that is of Makkah Mukarrama. Thereafter, the fact that Allah ta'ala had stated, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, certainly we created man in an excellent fashion, in an excellent manner. And obviously there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had included all the virtues and the good qualities that Allah had granted us, insofar as our spirituality, our intelligence, our emotions and our physical beings are concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Despite the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and made us the best of all the creations of Allah, Allah had given us the best of all qualities to become the recipients of the message of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and for that matter the recipients of the messages of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we fling them to the lowest of low, or we return them to the lowest of low. When man does not harness these qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, be it the intellectual qualities that Allah has given us, when we begin to lose sight of our intelligence, when we begin to lose our spirituality and we do not concentrate on it, when we lose our emotional well-being, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man will be thrown into the lowest of low. What is the meaning of the lowest of low? Ulama have given three different interpretations, and in actual fact all three are intended here. The lowest of low could be insofar as the hereafter is concerned. That here in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us a world of tests, a world of commands and fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically a world of practice. The real world of recompense, the real world of reward is the hereafter, and hence when man fails to abide by the commandments of Allah, then that person will be thrown, Allah forbid, into the fire of Jahannam, which is regarded as the lowest of low. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes reference to this material world, in that when man fails to understand and realize his objective, when we fail to bring tawheed, our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not firm, our actions and our deeds also with regards to our deen is not firm, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw us and fling us to the lowest of low, that man then becomes worse than animals. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that in the ayat of the Qur'an, that man is like animals. Animals will eat and drink and enjoy themselves in this material world. They do not have to fulfill very many obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will become like that in every aspect. Thereafter, some ulama have expressed the view that generally we find that a human is born out of weakness. We come into this world, we are weak physically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala slowly but surely brings us to a point of strength, insofar as our physical body is concerned, insofar as our emotions are concerned. Then thereafter, we come to that senile age. And in that senile age, we find that we begin to lose our intellect. We begin to lose our memories, we begin to lose our senses, and hence sometimes and very often we find that we become once again like babies and children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making mention and referring to the cycle of the human in this material world. But then we will find in the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that that person that learns the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he understands it. In other words, he learns the deen. He understands the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He puts it into practice, he conveys it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somewhat preserves that individual, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way shows us the cycle of life. The exception that is made, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except those who have brought iman. Perfect iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perfect iman in Allah means to believe in Allah and to believe in all those aspects that Allah has commanded us, as shown to us by our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like how when we were little children, we learned iman in mufassal, we learned iman in mujmal, believing in Allah, His kitabs, His angels, believing in the hereafter, in taqdeer. Each one of our beliefs in each department is perfected, then that is real and true iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they practice righteously. Practice righteously is based on our ikhlas and our sincerity. We do things for the sake of Allah. It is based on the sunnah and in the manner and in the fashion in which our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had shown us. That is وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. When that kind of iman and that kind of amal are brought, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for them is an everlasting or a never diminishing ajr and reward by Allah. A man, for example, in good health, he begins an action. We are speaking about the nafl action, the farz we have to carry out, but he carries out a nafl action. Let's say, for example, he makes the dhikr of Allah 100 times a day. He says, La ilaha illallah, or he sends 100 salawat and durood upon our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now that person becomes ill, or he travels and is unable to accomplish that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still reward that person. That person goes into terminal illness, whilst he is in his bed, he is still being rewarded for those actions. And hence that is the privilege that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to those who have brought iman and they practice righteously. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then what makes you thereafter, after understanding your own position, after understanding the greatness of Allah and the kindness of Allah, what causes you to deny the recompense? Here the recompense refers to the day of Qiyamah. When you see and you witness the greatness of Allah all the time, you realize that Allah has given you the best of all the abilities Allah has granted the whole of mankind. Can you not think then with regards to the hereafter, and can you not act so that you will be successful in the hereafter? أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes asking us the question, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not the most sovereign of all rulers that ever rules? Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about His greatness insofar as the sovereignty is concerned. The kings, the ministers, the presidents of this world, their hearts are all in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he recited this last verse, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ, he would respond and he would say, بَلَا وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, undoubtedly I am a witness to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most sovereign of all kings and rulers. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.